I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Yesterday, Katie took her first loss of 2019. Today's final score, Alicia 4, Katie 3.
Oh!
Alicia wins!
She won!
The first loss of 2019!
Oh my gosh! All right, so today we reset the jackpot to $20, and John from Sacramento is playing. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You're an account manager. Can you say where?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
Oh, that's mysterious.
Right. Top secret. That's
for
okay.
The government, no doubt.
No comment.
That's a nervous laugh. No comment. John, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. Sorry, the jackpot's not more because she lost yesterday, so it's $20. Katie's playing for her 165th win. If you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Gavin, ready to roll?
I am. I do want to preface this by saying that when me and producer Gabe reviewed these questions this morning, this is a hard one.
A little tough. Well, right. But we get so much flack of like, Katie's getting smarter.
I know.
All right.
But the listeners aren't.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Travis Scott and Big Boi will join Maroon 5 in performing at halftime at this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta. Big Boi rose to fame as part of which famous Atlanta rap duo that also featured Andre 3000?
Outkast.
Question two. On this date in 1690, the clarinet was invented. Which SpongeBob character always plays the clarinet?
Oh, that would be Squidward.
Question three. You know that little dot over a lowercase I or a lowercase j? What is that little dot called?
3 seconds. Pass.
Question four. UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi scored a perfect 10 on her gymnastic floor routine at the College Challenge over the weekend, nailing 3 backflips and the splits. Which one of these is not a gymnastics term? Dismount, cat leap, rampage.
Rampage.
And question five. A surgeon in Florida was fined $3,000 for removing a woman's healthy kidney that he thought was a tumor.
Ugh.
Let's say it costs $5,000 for a healthy kidney on the black market. If the value increases 20% in 1 year, what would the total value of the healthy kidney be in 1 year?
$6,000.
Katie! I can't believe that fine was only $3,000.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, my
Should
God.
Should be more. Katie, this is John from Sacramento.
Hi, John from Sacramento.
Hey, Katie.
He is an account manager, top secret special agent.
Yep.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Account manager for, no doubt, President Trump.
Right.
Oh.
No.
Can I point out, you lost yesterday. Is that in your head?
Yeah, well, it is.
There's a pattern.
You just put it in her head again.
I did know that I lost yesterday, and I don't need this kind of pressure.
Okay.
And the pattern is that usually if she loses the next day.
And sometimes the day after that.
Right. Okay.
All right. So we're doing it live on Instagram Live right now. If you want to watch Are You Smarter Than Katie, get a behind the scenes, get us a follow at End1065. Katie, you're playing for your 165th win today. Are you ready?
I am.
30 seconds on the clock.
These are tough questions today, by the way. I don't know where the 30 seconds
came. I don't either.
Well, there's always 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Travis Scott and Big Boi will join Maroon 5 in performing at halftime at this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta. Big Boi rose to fame as part of which famous Atlanta rap duo that also features Andre 3000?
Outkast.
Correct. Question two. On this date in 1690, the clarinet was invented. Which SpongeBob character always plays the clarinet?
Squidward.
Correct. Question three. You know the little dot over a lowercase I or a lowercase j? What is that little dot called?
An umlaut?
Mm-mm. You're thinking of an oolong? I think those are the dots, two dots above an O.
So it's an umlaut.
No. Okay. Tittle. T-I-T-T-L-E.
Okay.
Funny.
Is it?
Question three. UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi scored a perfect 10 on her gymnastic floor routine.
Oh my God. Have you seen that, Gavin?
No.
Holy crap.
It's great. At the college challenge over the weekend, nailing 3 backflips in the splits. Which one of these is not a gymnastics term? Dismount, cat leap, rampage.
Rampage.
Correct. And question five. A surgeon in Florida was fined $3,000 for removing a woman's healthy kidney that he thought was a tumor. Let's say it costs $5,000 for a healthy kidney on the black market. If the value increases 20% in 1 year, what would the total value of the healthy kidney be in 1 year?
Three seconds.
What's the question? I'm so sorry. Okay, $5,000.
Let's say it costs $5,000. Yes. If the value in the healthy kidney increases 20% in 1 year,
okay,
what would the total value of the healthy kidney be in 1 year?
I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Three.
Two.
$5,800.
$6,000.
Well, I was close.
You were close. You're getting there.
Yeah.
Why did you say $5,800?
I thought maybe 20% of 500 would be 800. 5,000? What was the question?
Okay, I can see where this kind of went astray. All right, that means today's final score, John 4, Katie 3.
Whoa!
John wins!
Another loss!
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
It's happening!
I can't believe it!
What did he get? Which ones did he get?
The only one he missed was the dot over the I and the J.
Oh.
He got the rest of them right. Wow. Listen, a lot of people will say, that's an old wives' tale. She doesn't lose 2 in a row.
No, people won't say that.
Yeah, they'll say it many years from now when they're looking back on the archives of old radio audio.
Okay, historians. How many have I won and how many have I lost?
All right, well, her record stands at 164 wins and 32 losses.
Okay, so that's a lot of winning.
Yeah,
that's an 81% winning average.
Man, but the whole time I thought I got 4 right.
84%.
It's just crazy that, like, I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I don't think it's crazy. I think John just got lucky.
I don't think he did. He answered.
Smart guy.
He answered very confidently. That last math question, he did it in no time at all.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
No,
you love it.
No, listen. Gavin said these questions were tough.
I did. I'm impressed you got 3. I'm really impressed he got 4.
She's burning a hole through my head, staring at me.
I just don't need you to go on and on
okay,
and on.
Wow.
Listen,
I just want to ask John one question. Can I do that?
I wish you would.
John, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
It's not a question, stupid.
It's a statement.
On this day, I am smarter than Katie.
Yeah, well, go back to your secret FBI job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.